Welcome to the Grant Writing Seminar with your host, Dr. Eurydice Moore on WGCR.us.
I'm Dr. Eurydice Moore, the Grant Writer of Safe Haven Community Skills Center. I am your host for this half hour of the Grant Writing Seminar. At Safe Haven, we provide grant writing, case management, non-for-profit management, and faith-based counseling training. We also have a six-week course where you can become a certified grant writer. If you would like to be a guest on the show, sponsor, or co-host, or if you would like to advertise, please contact me at 773-407-5372. You may contact me by logging on to myspace/thegrantwriter.com. I would like to thank the loyal listeners who tune in every week. I would like to welcome all new listeners for this half hour. Today's show will consist of recap of past shows, upcoming shows, announcement, funder information announcement, and case studies. Our past shows have been grant writing services, proposal letter writing, where you learned how to write a one-page document to generate income into your organization. Scholarship Part 1 and 2, these have been previous shows where I had a guest speaker to come in and explain everything you need to know about scholarships and was afraid to ask. Entrepreneur, we had a class on, we had a show on Entrepreneur. How to become a vendor, that was one previous show. And how to be a sponsor, or how to put together a sponsorship program. Previous shows, we have also covered starting up businesses. And there was a show where we did employment versus self-employment, consultation and case studies, where we learned some do's and don'ts in grant writing. And then there was, from time to time, we dedicated the whole show to announcing funding opportunities. Then at one particular show, I had some students to come in that had completed their six-week grant certification course and had took their state exam and became certified grant writer. As of today, four classes have graduated through this program. Then our last few shows have been the spirituality of grant writing. Then the 12 steps to say thank you to funders. Now, on the spirituality of grant writing, I was encouraging people to include God in your grant writing process. Now, the 12 steps to say thank you to funders, I encourage people about relationship. It's all about relationship. When a funder cut a check, you don't cut and run. You develop relationship with them, so hopefully they will fund you on future ventures. Now, last Sunday, we had a guest, Dr. Israel. He was our guest, and he discussed success grid and entrepreneurship and how to be successful in entrepreneurship. And he talked about the different types of curriculum that some of us have been molded to. We talked about how most people from low to moderate income have in their educational school system, their program and their curriculum consists of service-oriented. So that when they graduate, then they automatically go into service careers. Then he talked about the middle class and how that their children is trained to think managers, ownership. Then we went on and talked about the wealthy, how their school curriculum consists of conquering the world, being president. So it was very enlightening. And then you was left with a question. What is it that you would like to do and about breaking the mold? If you have missed any shows that I have mentioned or there's some shows that interest you, you may go on to PodomaticTheGrantWriter.com and you can download any of these programs that I mentioned to you. And if they for some reason happen not to be on there, you may contact me at 773-407-5372. Now, our upcoming shows will be I know they're going to be interested. I want to encourage you for the month of June to tune in every Sunday if possible. One particular show that will be aired is Why. And then that's just the title. Why? Why? So tune in if you're curious to find out why. Then a show in June will be on invention, patent, trademark, copyright. We're going to do an entire show on that during a half hour segment. Invention, patent, trademark, copyright. Then one Sunday in June, the entire half hour is going to be funding announcement. So it'll be very important for you to keep on hand pen and paper so that you can write down the upcoming funding opportunities that you want to take advantage of. And then we're going to repeat. I said we're going to repeat that proposal letter writing that was a two-part series, part one, part two, the LI and LQ. Letter of intent, letter of inquiry, how to write a proposal letter, and which you can learn what is the difference between the two types of proposal letter, what is the benefit, who do you send them to, and it's simply a one-page document. Many times we hear about funders, 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 and proposal, but many proposal funders will just take a one paid document. Now, for July will be a very special month where we're going to focus on grants for artists. We're going to focus on grants for artists. Now, some of you might have a question like, now this is the grant writing seminar, and you're talking about all these different topics, and they're all important, and anything to help you to get money in your pocket, I'm here for it, and I'm here to help you. And also, many times people come to me, and they say that they want a grant. And they're not ready for a grant. There's some preliminary things that must take place. Grant makers issue funding to people who have organization, who are companies. So it is very important that you become incorporated. There are no funding for individual. Well, if you do receive something, you had to go through an organization. Example, public aid, that is a grant. That cash benefit that goes towards taking care of minority children, that is a grant, but you have to go through the public aid department to get it. That is a grant. The check is cut to an individual, but you have to go through an organization to attain it. When another one is CETA. When you're dealing with your light and your gas, and the last I heard, they're working on telephones too. Telephone, you can pay bills. And what they do is you issue out a grant to cover those costs. There are even programs that will pay your rent for 1 month. Let's say you lost your job. They'll pay it for 1 month. If you will find yourself working and you have income coming in the next month to take care of the next month rent. And that same money can be used for mortgage payment. So those are grants, and they're helping specific people, but you have to go through an organization to acquire those benefits. Now, back to what I was talking about. Now, in order for you to receive funding to do program, service, and project, you must be incorporated. Because funders, what happens, businesses, they make huge profits, and they want tax shelters. And what they do is they form foundations and corporations. And the purpose of forming foundations and corporations is so that they won't have to pay out these heavy taxes. They make a promise to the government that we will give back to the community. And in giving back to the community, then they will receive what is known as a tax break. Now, in order for them to get that tax break, you must have the 501c3. And the 501c3, Once you have that, they're more applicable to give you the grant for your organization. So that's why I've been talking about setting up businesses now and non-for-profit. Now, your first step, you must be incorporated either as a non-for-profit or a for-profit. Non-for-profit, whether you want to admit it or believe it or not, is not just a charity or a foundation, but there is a business side of the non-for-profit in your setup and in the laws and regulations that govern you. And a lot of times people do not think of non-for-profits as businesses. So when you set up your non-for-profit, you must be incorporated, or you set up a for-profit. And then that way you will be eligible to apply for grant money. Now, the grant money that's available for non-for-profits are foundation, corporation, and government. Now, in my research, there are grant money for for-profit, but it's on the federal level. Those are the huge dollars, and you have to be registered to apply for those grants. An example of some of the for-profits that can apply for those huge federal dollars are those that are LLCs and those that are incorporated. But as far as my research goes, I have not as of yet found any foundations or corporations that grant grants to for-profit. You have to go on the federal level. All right. Now, well, there's a few more things that I want to share. Now, if you don't have a 501c3, that's okay. All is not lost. What you can do is find someone who has one and ask them to be your fiscal agent. What that means is they kind of like be a supervisor. Allow them to supervise you on the condition that they will allow you to use their 501c3. Now, some people charge for this, and some do it out of the goodness of their heart. And then what happens is you have an agreement as to how long you could use the 501c3. You could use it for 6 months, or you could use it until yours come in. I encourage you that I have met a lot of organizations that were incorporated, recognized by their states, and they did not have the 501c3, but they had their charter, okay? They had their article of incorporation. And I ran into someone that had been using someone else's 501c3 for 21 years. You don't want to do that. And now IRS will not allow them to attain a 501c3. If you just become incorporated as a non-for-profit, you have 27 months, okay? That's 2 years and 3 months to apply for your own 501c3. Now, this person is stuck. They probably going to have to start up another non-for-profit and try to get another 501c3 that way, and then doing business as to cover the other one. But that person rode on that other organization for 21 years. Can you believe that? So, and they were getting lots of grant money. I mean, the money was pouring in. But they wouldn't even bother to get their 501c3. What if the board had decided one day, we don't want to supervise them no more? Then they just would have been out there. So, you have been listening to WGCR.us, the Grant Writing Seminar. We're what the world is looking for. Your host for this half hour, Dr. Eurydice Moore. When I think of how far you brought me and all of the changes in my life.
First Amendment reads, "The people shall not be deprived or abridged of their right to speak."
The odds are the person you just heard is an African American.
Because African Americans are twice as likely to suffer a stroke as white Americans.
That's twice as likely a stroke could rob you of the freedom to speak your mind.
The freedom to shout from mountaintops.
The freedom to tell your mother you love her.
And it's twice as likely a stroke could take your life.
Therefore, it's twice as crucial for us to do something about preventing a stroke.
Learn how you can help beat the odds.
Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org.
Join the power to end stroke.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Sound Exchange and the big record companies would have you believe that small independent webcasters do not support HR 2060, the Internet Radio Equality Act. They would lead you to believe that SaveNetRadio.org is run by the big companies. We beg to differ.
Hi, this is Matt Boland of the Sonic Lab. I am a small webcaster supporting HR 2060, the Internet Radio Equality Act. Call your congressman today.
Hey, it's Dave from Surfside 1640. Please support the Internet Radio Equality Act. Call your congressman now, or Surfside1640.com becomes a talk station. Visit SaveNetRadio.org immediately.
Trey Wilson-Westerberg, XTSL Radio. You guys don't buy into the hype that Sound Exchange is selling you. Small webcasters absolutely support the Internet Radio Equality Act. So please, call your congressional representative today.
Hey, this is Bad Monkey from ThereIsNoRadio.com. Call your congressman and tell them to support the Internet Radio Equality Act and keep Internet Radio on the air.
Hi, my name is Bob Marino, and I run OfficialFNRadio.com. I'm a small webcaster, and I fully support HR 2060, the Internet Radio Equality Bill.
Internet radio is going to die very soon. There's no doubt about it. Unless the Internet Radio Equality Act is passed in Congress, call your representative today. Don't send an email. Don't send a fax. Make a phone call. Visit SaveNetRadio.org for more information. And thank you for saving Internet Radio. A message from the small webcasters of America. Huge supporters of SaveNetRadio.org.
WGCR Web Radio.
Welcome back to the Grant Writing Seminar. Your host, Dr. Eurydice Moore. And we're going to continue. I was encouraging you that if you do not have a 501c3, to seek out an organization that has one and ask them to be your supervisor and if you could use it. And then also another option, another route, if you do not currently have your 501c3, is that many funders are okay if they know that you have applied for it. And you can let them know that your application is pending. And you can also show them your acknowledgement letter that once you have submitted your 501c3, IRS automatically sends you an acknowledgement letter that your application, which is the Form 1023, has been received for review for the 501c3 determination, and that's all you have to do. Now, in future shows, I would like to do an overview to explain to you about how to go about incorporating and the form that is used, which is the Article of Incorporation, NFP 102. And then in future shows, I'd like to do like an overview to like break the 1023 form has like 10 parts to it. And I just like to get the meat of it and give you an idea what that 501c3 is all about. But that's in the future. So now, since you have all this information, I told you what we have covered in previous shows and upcoming shows. You know what? I got some bad news for you. Some of you will never receive a grant. I repeat, Mr. Engineer turned around. Some of you will never receive a grant. All right. And read, why is that? Because some of you have the U2-itis disease. The U2-itis disease. The word itis means inflammatory infection, inflation, inflammatory. And you means you. Okay, I'm going to now share some case studies. Some people just shoot themselves in the foot. And the reason why I said they're not going to get the grant money is not because it's not there, not because the paperwork isn't there, not because people don't want you to get it, but because you have the U2-itis disease. All right, let me break it down to you. The U2-itis disease is you're either too busy, you're too unorganized, or you're too organized, too lazy, you're too crazy, okay? You want something for nothing, you're too sneaky, you're too scared, you're too selfish, you're too stupid. Now we're finna go over, I'm gonna break it down. I might have to do this into another show. But for those of you that have the U2-itis disease, don't get mad, get glad. Because you've been wondering what has been blocking you. How do I overcome obstacles? And I'm finna point them out. God has blessed me with over 20 years of experience in grant writing. And Safe Haven was formed in 2004. And Safe Haven will be 3 years old of this year, December 6th will be 3 years old. And during that time, I have had 1,000 cases, okay? And I have had over 4,000 contacts with people pertaining to grants and grant-related services. And then I want you to tune in to the Why program, because there's some real personal stuff I want to share with you in regard. Now, back to the U2-itis disease. In the past and present, hopefully not in the future, I have had clients that wanted their organization started, wanted the grant money, but they were too busy. I'm not going to call no names, but I had one particular client put $400 in my hand to do a training. Went through the training. She's a bookkeeper. She's on several committees at her church. She's a part of a sorority, and she got one of these little dignified positions. And that's what I mean by the U2-itis disease. Too busy. Spent all that money, took her certification, took the training, and have yet picked up her certification, which licensed her to be a certified grant writer. And it has been almost a year. And she calls me, I'm coming. I got the bookkeeping. My pastor want to see me. I got to go to this meeting. I got to go to that meeting. If you want to do this, you got to get serious. Grant is going to require time and effort, persistent consistency, and being serious. All right, that's one busy person. I have had people to come in and pay for their grants. Did you hear me? Paid for the grant. I did the grant. They have yet to show up. Too busy, too busy, too busy. Then I had another group. Too busy fulfilling everybody's dreams, everybody's needs, everybody's vision. I even had one lady who worked for the Department of Human Service who, upon her retirement, wants to have her own non-for-profit. And she got all kind of license and stuff. And she was supposed to have been getting her article incorporation and her 501c3 3 years ago. But I'm coming. Every time she tried to walk forward, her children want something. Her grandchildren want something. Grandma take me to the store. Grandma take me shopping. Grandma take me this. Grandma the car broke down. And she never had time for herself. And retirement is right around the corner, and she doesn't have nothing in place. She could have had her article incorporation, her 501c3, and her grant money coming in now on a part-time level. And all she had to do was smoothly walk into her retirement. There is nothing in place. You have to make a decision to do an inventory on your life. You have to look, and you got to cut out toxic relationships. You got to cut out time killers, things that kill your time and take away from you, or you will not get anything done. You will not do that which you was ordained to do. Now, we're going to have to go on, because I got a little happy there, and I'm sure by now I stepped on some toes. Well, tune in next week so I can finish stepping on your toes. It's going to get even better yet. This was Dr. Eurydice Moore, your host for the Grant Writing Seminar. God bless. Godspeed. I love you. I hope you still love me.